Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Every year, you pick your replacement heifers. Some become profitable cows, others disappoint. How can you make more reliable selections? Genetic testing. Commercial cow-calf producers like you are using Inherit Select from Zoetis. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth, and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indexes. This improves your selection, breeding, and marketing decisions. Learn more at inheritprogress.com or contact your local Zoetis representative.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
Well, cash cattle traded higher as expected, with both live and dress cattle a dollar higher. Feedlots were able to hold for higher prices, with packers needing to procure the cattle required for slaughter this week, with some contracted ahead. It'll be an interesting day and upcoming week as live cattle futures have not been able to trend higher, even though cash has traded higher. Hogs posted a good day right from the start Thursday, with all futures contracts opening higher and extending gains. The downside is now these charts gaps may need to be filled. Cash was not supportive yesterday, with the National Direct Afternoon Report showing a decline $3.59. However, this was offset by a bit of a gain of $2 in cutouts. Cash hogs expected lower again today, which may temper some of the upside potential. Strong export sales pushed prices higher right from the start, as there was fear export sales would not be very strong. Export totaled 34,300 metric tons, with China again listed as one of the top buyers. Kansas City wheat, the December, is trading about 9 cents higher early today, taking back part of yesterday's 25 and a quarter cent loss. With ongoing support from tight supplies in the U.S. and chronic drought in the southwestern U.S. plains. Now, Wednesday, October 12th, the USDA will likely estimate 22-23 ending U.S. wheat stocks at their lowest level in 15 years, a situation that's not good news end users heading into the winter. December corn is trading about 2 cents higher early today, surprisingly able to hold roughly sideways in spite of numerous concerns on the demand side of the market. The one potentially bullish factor helping corn prices is the threat of sub-freezing temperatures moving eastward after hitting the Dakotas this morning to as far south as Missouri and the Ohio River over the next few days. We're going to check the futures prices in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, at the close yesterday, October live cattle up 65 cents, 145.32. December down 5, 147.87. October feeder cattle down 82, 175.72. November down 90 cents, 176.42. And December hogs up 127, 77.77. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down 25 and a quarter, 6.95. March was down 24 and a quarter, 6.92 and a half. Chicago wheat, December down 23 cents yesterday, 8.79. March down 22 and a half, 8.92 and three quarters. December corn down 8 and a half cents, 6.75 and a half. March down 8 cents, 6.83 and a quarter. November soybeans down 11 and three quarters at 13.58. January down 10 cents, 13.70 and a half penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.